Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at terrywilson3.com/freebook. That's terrywilson3.com/freebook, and you can choose from over 150,000 titles for your iPhone, your Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. You can get a free audiobook right now as a listener of DS Radio by going to terrywilson3.com/freebook.
Welcome to Dollars and Cents Radio, the show committed to help you grow, protect, and enjoy your money, business, and life.
When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.
Have questions? Terry has answers. Call now, 800-673-1728. Terry's call center is open Monday through Saturday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to answer all your financial, insurance, credit, and mortgage lending questions. Call now, 800-673-1728. He's a broker, consultant, speaker, and all-around nice guy. But right now, he wants to be your financial and business tour guide. Get ready to grow, protect, and enjoy with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Bobby B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to DSRadio.net. That's dollars and cents for you guys keeping score at home. Thank you for giving me a couple weeks off. I've been very busy with our agency here in the Carolinas. A lot of things going on, bringing on new agents to show them how they can work from home, make a lot of money, or start making money, and working with entrepreneurs to help them grow their business, protect their business, and enjoy their business. We brought on a new sponsor. Well, it's been an old sponsor, but a new company at freelifequote.net. If you have seen your rates go up on health or life or disability, check them out. They will shop it out with over 40 of the top carriers in the United States, and unbiasedly shop your rate out and see if they can save you money. So let them know that you're listening to DS Radio, and at least get a quote from them and see what they can do to help you save some money on your insurance at freelifequote.net. Today, I want to talk to you about how you can save money on your groceries. I know this is a little bit off the beaten path for a financial show, but you know, I spend a lot of time showing you how to earn more money and grow your money at home. We've done some shows on financial products that you can use, index URLs, index annuities, and things of that nature to grow in a safe retirement type fashion to help grow your business, or excuse me, grow your money, retirement savings. And we've talked about a lot about growing business. Today, I just want to just break it down to that sort of dining room table, if you will, issue, and that's just food. Food has gotten so expensive. You know, the excuse for food when it first went up several years ago was, well, the gasoline prices and trucking and all of this has caused, the cost of food and getting it to the grocery store, and that's sort of justified it going up so rapidly. But one of the things that happened to my family, you know, in 08, when we lost the business and economic downturns just sort of put us on our back, one of the things that we discovered real quick outside of just having to learn how to earn income again was food cost was just killing us. And so that was around the time that a show came out on TV about, you know, extreme couponers. And my wife got involved with that. And she got into couponing. And I'm going to tell you, I saw her go to the store and literally come out with, them owing her money almost, it felt like. And so, if you use coupons correctly, and you use some of the strategies I'm going to show you here, you literally can cut your food cost by 90% in your grocery shopping. And what I've done, I've put a link in the show notes of this particular podcast that all you have to do is put your email address and that's it. And they will send you all of the best coupons in your area for all that will work with your stores on a regular basis. So check them out because they will get you the most current up-to-date coupons, and you literally learning how to sort of work the system, if you will, can really cut down on food, because food is expensive these days. So grocery shoppers must be diligent in looking for bargains. So one of the things that we've done is compiled a few tips from experts to see how you can save money on groceries no matter where you shop. First off, you need to know your store's sales cycle. A lot of people don't understand that. See, almost everything in the grocery store follows a six-week sales cycle, says Vince Russo, CEO of Keycode, a promotional code aggregate website. If something is at its lowest price this week, it will probably be at its lowest price again in another 6 weeks. So start taking note of things that you buy on a regular basis. Start seeing when the price goes down and when it goes up, and sort of understanding that cycle, and understand it's on a 6 week sales cycle there. So buy enough now to get you to that next cycle. So buy in 6 week sales cycles. And compare high yield savings account rates. Russo says some product cycles on a regular basis, for example, toilet paper and cereals cycle out about every 8 weeks. Be advised, shoppers need to be prepared for sales that are unique for their local stores. Other product cycles on seasonal basis, late winter and early spring, are for allergy medicines and tissue deals. Late spring and early summer are the time to buy condiments, barbecue sauces, marinades, lemonades, and grilling products. In July and August, look for back to school products. So sort of be wise about the season and the time. But, you know, one of the things we didn't understand until we got into couponing and learning how to cut our costs on food is that sales cycle that every store has and every product type has. You know, a lady by the name of Jeanette Pavini, a consumer savings expert from a coupon website, says coupon doubling is when a store doubles or sometimes triples the value of a single coupon. So usually this is offered as a store special, promotion, or customer appreciation event, but manufacturers reimburse the store for the face value of the coupon, but the store pays out of pocket for the additional double or triple savings. So understand your store's coupon policy. My wife used to take advantage of this one all the time and make a lot of money, or save a lot of money, which to me is just like making a lot of money, and how it will save you on your groceries. Number one, is there a grace period on the coupon expiration date? Do you double or triple coupon face values? Do you take mobile coupons off of cell phones? Some do, some don't. You need to understand that. And do you match or accept other store coupons? So those are some things you need to sort of understand about your store policies. Number three, set up a separate email account for your coupons and manufacturer newsletters. The link below that I'm going to give you in the show, go ahead and set it up 3 and 4 email addresses if you want. And that way you're getting one coupon per email address. So that's going to go a long ways in helping you as well. See, she says also visit the website of your favorite stores and manufacturers and check the grocery store ads that come in your mail every week. If your coupon won't scan or a cashier is reluctant to accept it, don't be afraid to speak up or ask for a manager. Also, be beneficial to have a store's coupon policy with you when you shop. I have seen my wife, not belligerent, not rude, but the clerk didn't understand their own policy. She had it printed out from the store's website and was able to correct a misunderstanding and take advantage of their coupon code. So be diligent on that. Also, whenever you make an online purchase, check out for a coupon code, she says. At the very least, you may find free shipping. You may can stack upon coupon codes, certainly online stores, but it usually has to be for a different type of deal. So that's very important when you're shopping online. The next tip that you could take, number four here, is the lady by the name of Kelly McFalls, former spokeswoman for BJ's Wholesale Warehouse, says it's important that you research if you're going to save money on groceries. See, BJ's Wholesales allows its members to use manufacturer coupons along with BJ's coupons around the front of every store. So you can actually use two, the manufacturer and the store. When purchasing a multi-pack or individual sale package items, which is a set of items that could be sold individually, each item has its own barcode, but it's shrink wrapped and sold together. Shoppers can combine the BJ issue coupon with the manufacturer's coupon per item, which is huge. So that's a big advantage you need to understand. buy a lot of the same item. Andrea Warwick says, consumer and money savings expert, says that you get coupons based on your regular purchases habits, sometimes dollars off future purchases. But keep in mind that those expiration dates seem to arrive fast. If a high value coupon, like say $5 or $50, expires, ask the store manager if he can honor it, assuming it's just a few days past the deadline to redeem. So, you know, it goes back to the old cliche, you don't have because you don't ask, which I think is actually scriptural. So don't be afraid to ask, and ask your store manager, do you have a loyalty program? Do you give cash back rewards? Does the program provide additional savings on future purchases? Can these savings be combined with other manufacturers? So always press for the best savings and understand those strategies. And here's the other thing you need to know. Wednesdays are the great time to get your hands on those manager markdowns. Food that is nearing its sell-by date is typically reduced midweek. So grocery stores often release new circulars on Wednesday, so you'll get in there and double bonus, since the store usually honors last week's deal as well. So Wednesdays is a great day to go shopping for your groceries. Don't forget to check out for paper good sales and first and third week of the month, and bring along your coupons to get extra discounts on the essentials. So don't skip when shopping. Just because you are shopping smart doesn't mean you have to sacrifice quality. Search for high quality brand name items. You know, one of the things that Gina and I discovered is we used to think, well, if we get the off brand, we'll save money. We've learned getting the brand names and then getting the manufacturer's coupons along with the store coupons and any double offerings they're having that day, we actually got better quality stuff, saving more money. So definitely take advantage of those coupons that we've got in the bottom of this discount, or bottom of this podcast, because it's going to give you up to 90% off if you use them the right way. So one of the things that you can do is suggest that a grocery saving strategy includes considering alternatives that may have mean a little more work at home. Also, don't get your groceries by succumbing to a special display. Let me tell you, if they've got these displays out in the middle of the aisles and stuff, 9 out of 10 times, that is not going to save you money. It's been my experience that actually the ones out in the big display areas in the aisles actually cost more. So you definitely just want to be aware of that. You know, Stephanie Nelson, couponmom.com, suggests that a grocery saving strategy includes considering alternatives that may mean a little more work. Skip the high price convenience. Buy food in its most basic form to get the most food for your dollar. Get the head of lettuce instead of it being chopped. Buy your own bag and peel your own carrots. She says you will save a ton of money doing it that way. And another way that you want to look out for is watch prices at the register and check your receipt before you before you leave the store. I can't tell you how many times we have caught, and I don't think anyone's trying to do anything ugly or nefarious or trying to, you know, get one over on us. I just think that, it's typical. People don't keep up with their computer systems and things fall through the cracks, and you've got to stay on top of those receipts. So watch the prices at the register, check the receipts before you leave. Grocery stores change thousands of prices each and every week. That means that there are thousands of opportunities for human error. So you just got to look out for that, because more times than not, I don't believe I've ever, to be honest with you, checked out using coupons and using some of the strategies and not seen a mistake. So definitely check out those receipts. Plan a pantry week. Challenge yourself to get through 1 week every quarter, or more often if you can, without setting foot in the grocery store. This is sort of a debt-proof living. We've implemented this for years ago. Use leftovers, unbury freezer items, and clean out your pantry. Chances are you have more food on your hand than you actually think. So being a little more organized in the pantry goes a long way in saving money. And finally, you definitely want to work out a budget. Now that you've got sort of a saving strategy in place, you want to sort of stick to the budget. Would you believe that we have been able to feed a family of seven for less than $100 a week? by couponing, by being smart, by using the coupons that we've got in this podcast at the bottom, and, you know, putting multiple emails in there so we get multiple typed coupons. It goes a long way in doubling. Shopping on Wednesdays, using some of these strategies, I'm telling you, you can make a dollar stretch if you try. Till next time, this is Terry. 90 degrees and freezing out here on my
own. I can't shake this feeling. You're listening to DSRadio.net. If you have a question for Terry, call now. 800-673-1728. 800-673-1728.